Hello,
Love
and welcome
Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Jasari's Love Show. I am so excited to be here with you today on Friday, March the 5th, 2017. Woo! You know, I like to start my show off with a couple of songs. The one in particular that I've been using often for the past year was by Dionne Warwick and Burt Bacharach, What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love. And I really want to say what the world actually has is a lot of love. It's just that, you know, the news media and within ourselves, a lot of times we forget to project that fact that 9 times out of 10 we're experiencing loving situations and relationships. We have to exemplify that. We have to amplify that. I am Cynthia Jahi of the Jasari's Love Show, and I am part of Home Based Business 101, created by my wonderful, wonderful husband of 30 years, Baba Sitali Jahi, who created the platform Home Based Business 101. And I want to first of all thank him for creating that show. One of the things that I can say in the 30 years of our marriage is once he starts working on a project, he's very consistent. So that has been something that he started, and although it's been off and on, but when I'm talking about doing it through the years, he's been consistently putting that out there year after year. Also, he is known as the tax guru. Make sure you call him and you get your taxes done the correct way. And if you have been blessed by him and have gotten your taxes done the correct way, and you've gotten that extra $3,000 to $9,000 to $20,000 back, then Lottie, and everybody knows, okay, don't keep it a secret. The work he's doing to you is legal and legitimate and ethical. So make sure you tell your friends to call 252-458-3712, 252-458-3712, and let Sitali Jahi, Baba Jahi, the tax guru, help your friends, your family, Lottie, Dottie, and everybody, because look, you know you had a tax situation, and you know most people do. So bless 10 different people and do something different and make sure they get the same blessing that you have. I also want to take a moment to thank our awesome, absolutely beautiful audience of all these years, the several thousand of you who have been following the home-based business platform. You have sat through and listened to the beautiful information that Ms. Victoria Falk, our New York connection, has given us, as well as Ms. Gail Walker out of New York. You have also given me a time on Fridays to share. Sitali's on Sunday morning, because Baba Jahi's a tax guru with the home-based business 101. Mondays we were featuring Ms. Victoria Falk out of New York, and myself. I kind of float between Fridays and Saturdays. Right now I'm back on Fridays at 3 o'clock. And again, this is the Jasari's Love Show, and I'm about love. I really am about love. I am about sharing the concept of love from my heart to yours. I am about sharing love as written by some of my favorite writers and life coaches, such as the beautiful darling Iyanna Van Zandt. I just love her work, and it has gotten me through some situations. Right now, I'm looking at Acts of Faith. I'm going to read a little something out of there for you in just a minute. And just different people, and I've shared this with you in the past, dance instructors who they shared love with me, and therefore it just took me to another level of being able to deal with individuals as well as large groups of people, okay? And I'll just name them very quickly. Maria Brome out of Baltimore, Maryland. She used to be a talk show. She actually was involved with Consumer Reporting, a very caring person. Of course, the great John Taylor, who's the Kinder Man, anybody in the DMV area, and maybe some other places in the country, you know the Kinder Man. These people really had a lot of impact in my life, and I would be remiss if I did not include my parents, the late Raymond Williams Jr., who was a dancer and an artist and home dancer. And when I took my mom out, and he painted beautiful murals in our home, abstract art in our home. And, of course, my mom was still with us. She's 90 years old. She just celebrated her birthday March the 3rd. And she loves to dance. She's a fantastic cook. And she's just been an extremely loving mom. I mean, when I say love, I mean really loving. So I want to thank all those people. And my list is very extensive. And that's one of the topics that I'm going to be sharing with you today, because you know, my topic has to do with doing your part to create peace, a peaceful situation, doing your part towards peace. And I think a lot of times we don't realize that we have all these little miracles in our life and all these special people, and we have to take a moment to stop and acknowledge them. My list is pretty long, and I'll kick it back up in a few seconds, all of my gratitude of people. I want to kind of do it throughout the show so in case somebody came on late or somebody came on early, they kind of can see, you know, because I'm going to be talking about, you know, the love and the peace that different art smokers have given me. Cousins and just friends, my friends I had on Westmont in Baltimore City, and then some of the situations from my different schools, Belmont Elementary School. And I just want you to take a look back on your life and see how from the day you were born, some of the little things that may have happened that impacted and gave you peace. Now, I realize that some of the people that are listening may not have had a lot of that. You may have had a horrific life. So I really want you to dig even deeper to find those jewels, that moment. It may have been when you just caught a glimpse of the sun. It may have been when you caught a glimpse of a snowflake gently landing on your windowsill. It may have been when someone handed you a clean cup of water, because everybody comes from a different place in life. But I have to, as an African-American female coming from an African-American family, an African-American, pretty much 100% community, express the love that I receive, because so many people don't express it. Sometimes I hear them, you know, in little circles, but they won't shout it from the rooftops, and I want to shout mine from the rooftop so that somebody else can live a life in expectancy of that as being one of the miracles that they will have in their life. So, again, I want to thank the audience and thank my husband. And I'm going to go over these songs. One of the songs that pushed me through as a young person, I've shared it with you before, is Only the Strong Survive, okay? Only the Strong Survive. I think it's by Wilson Pickett. And then I've loved Over the Rainbow, but I really have attached myself to Over the Rainbow, especially by Patti LaBelle and the gentleman Izzy from Hawaii. You know, Patti LaBelle, when she sings the song, she never sings it the same way twice. Just to let you know, she never sings it the same way twice. Absolutely attached myself to those songs. Of course, I mentioned What the World Needs Now is Love with Dionne Warwick and Burt Bacharach. And The Impossible Dream. And I have a friend who, she's an associate actually, and I can't think of her name. She could just get me probably. But she changed it to The Possible Dream because we want our dreams to be possible. But we go through these impossible situations, which we think that they're impossible. So I just want to mention those things, those two things as I progress through what I am about to say. I am a business owner, and I have several businesses. One is Movements Unlimited, Dance and Theater, and I absolutely love to teach crochet. I love working with those people who actually, those children who think they can't dance, but they're my favorite. And I love to teach crochet and dance and theater. Love to write. I am a writer. You'll be seeing some of my writing. I've not promised, but it will be coming out in 2017. And I have a crochet piece that goes with that. And also, of course, you can probably tell I love to speak, right? Yeah, I do love to speak. I am pretty confident when it comes to speaking. I got that from Belmont Elementary School. Actually giving me the confidence to speak, and the Creator, my God, giving me the confidence to be able to speak in a voice and a platform and a lot of different things that I want to talk about. And my main thing is about doing your part, your bit for peace, being caring and considerate when as much as you can, just as much as you can. As a business owner also, One of the other businesses I have is youth empowerment. I do that with my husband. We have a travel business. We do that. And today we're going to feature a couple of people also. I want to make sure I just mention that. And then saying that, before I get on to the peace part, because all of this kind of comes together, it has to do with your mindset. So the last time I talked to you a few months ago, you know, I shared with you that I was going through the Og Mandino book, and Og spelled O-G, Mandino spelled M-A-N-D-I-N-O, okay? Very important book for people who want to get ahead in life. And it's that salesman, but I'm going to tell you something. You can use it for anything that you need to do in life. You want to be the best cook. You just want to be better at what you're doing. So it's an anthology of three books. It's The Greatest Salesman in the World, and the story is just awesome. And then it's The Greatest Secret in the World. When you get to The Greatest Secret in the World, it's the exact same story told all over there, but you have this work sheet that you have to do, and the worksheets require that you dig a little deeper into yourself. That's what they actually do. They ask you things like, have you read the scroll 3 times a day? That's what it is. It's like these 3 pages that you have to read every day. And then it has, for example, the one on I greet this, the scroll mark 2. I greeted this day with love in my heart. I praised my enemies. I thought, I love you silently to all I met. And I love myself enough to protect my body from overindulgence and my mind from evil and despair. Which means that you spent some time thinking about doing something that was peaceful because you kept your mind from evil and despair. And it says, love is never lost. It's not reciprocated. It will flow back and soften and purify the heart. That's called Washington Irving. The other one says, these are reflections for the week, to each and every one of us, love gives the power of working miracles, if we will, by Lydia M. Child. Another one is, it is possible that a man can be so changed by love as hardly to be recognized as the same person. Wow, that's by someone named Terrence. And the next one is, love and you should be loved. All love is mathematical, just as much as the two sides of an algebraic equation, by Emerson. The last one for that particular week is, it is the duty of men to love even those who injure them, by Marcus Antonius. I would say that's a difficult one. I'm not always that great with that one, but I'm working on it. I am working on it. I think what I do is I just try to be patient with them, and I try to just not overextend myself with people who I feel, you know, are hateful or evil or something like that. But I've been working on, you know, I greet this day with love in my heart. That's my part. It is the work that you put in to develop yourself to be the best that you can be. And that doesn't mean you're going to be perfect, but it does mean that you're aware, you're putting forth effort. You can correct yourself, or you can catch your breath when something comes past you the next time, and you can do it in a more loving way. That's what it really means to me. That is my interpretation of that. So with working on Og, and I want to get real particular about this, or specific, I am imploring you, the listening audience, to change some of the things you're doing. Those of you who are reading these books and you get to a self-help part, or you get to a workshop part of the book, worksheets and things like that, I'm asking you, for your benefit and for the world and for your growth and your wealth and your resources and your finances and your personal, whatever it is you're trying to get out of this information that you're reading, whether you're going to a Yon Van Zandt book, whether you're going to Al Mandino or Tony Robbins or Les Brown, you know, whatever book you're going through, take the time to actually get into the material. Don't just read the book and, you know, oh, I read the book. Well, isn't that whoopee-doo? And some of you are reading the book and your sales are flying off the charts and all that's great. You're still like, wow, I read To Grow, you know, what is it? To Grow Rich, you know, by Napoleon Hill. To Think and Grow Rich. Okay, great. So you do all this wonderful stuff and life is just wonderful as far as your sales part is concerned. But stop. Pay attention to yourself. Are you doing business any kind of way? Are you ruffling a lot of feathers and stepping on people's toes and in some cases like squashing whole human beings in the process? If you listen to one of Steve Jobs' interviews, the last one when he was in bed on oxygen, you will hear what he had to say about life after becoming extremely wealthy. If you don't take care of having balance in your life, and if you have balance in your life, then you're going to be conscious about intentions, your intentions. What are your intentions? Do you intentionally hold the door for someone, or do you intentionally let it go? Do you intentionally knock other people down to try to make a sale and put a business card in someone's hand, or do you intentionally acknowledge that you're not the only one that's going to get to this person you're so excited about and just have manners and just kind of wait your turn? What are your intentions? Are you that dancer going across the dance floor knocking everybody out with your arms and, you know, trying to be the highest leaper, regardless of the fact you leaped over somebody else and kicked them in the eye with your big toe? I'm just saying. Are you the singer that sings so loud that you drown out this beautiful, sweet, soft soprano because, you know, you just want to have that part? I know, you know, there's a certain part of being aggressive to get what you really want. But in the end, on the long range of things, you are going to get what you're supposed to get. You always are going to get what you're due. You're going to get what you're supposed to get. I shared it with a young lady months ago. I can't give you the particulars, but I guess you could say someone did a stab you in the back kind of thing to me. And she says, oh, but you know what? I'll still be in your life because you'll be training me on this here. And I said, Miss, I apologize to you. I'm actually not going to be training you because I'm not a part of that entity that you've decided to become a part of. So I'm not going to be in the picture. Actually, it's because I choose not to be. I said, but you'll be fine. Because you're exactly where you're supposed to be. And, sweetie, you're going to get exactly what you're supposed to get. And that's how life really is. And guess what? She got exactly what she was supposed to get, and so did all the other people who participated in that particular situation, because that's just the way it is. You know, so think about what you're doing. Think about what you're reading. Are you reading it to get through it, to say, oh, I did it? Or are you reading it to elevate your life, your business, your expression between you and other people, your interaction, your physical being? I mean, right here in this particular thing I just got to reading, you not only will it affect my attitude, but, you know, how I treat the day also affects my overindulgence. I am so embarrassed. I'm 45 pounds over the weight that I wasn't even supposed to be from the beginning. So I am weighing in at like 225. Never in my life have I weighed this, but it's overindulgence. And there's some excuses and reasons I could give, but at the end of the day, I got to work out. See, I got to catch my breath, right? And I have to do things differently. But this book brings me, it brings me back to it because I'm reading it with intent. I'm reading it being conscious. So therefore, it brings me back to doing what I have to do, which yesterday I went on a nice walk. Today I did my 5 Tibetans. Look that up on YouTube. You'll love the 5 Tibetan exercise. It's absolutely awesome. If you have any aches and pains in your body, please do the 5 Tibetan exercise. I'm telling you, it works, okay? Now, that's Oz Mandino. And again, like I said, please read his book. It's just awesome. It's 3 books in one. Get the thick one so you can just go ahead and get it done. And don't feel bad if you find yourself on task with it and you fall off a task. It has taken me 4 years to do what I am supposed to do with this Og Mandino book, okay? I read it the first time. It's one thing when you read 3 times a day, these scrolls, and like I said, they're no more than 2.5 pages of reading. Very beautifully written information. Just to give you an idea, okay, here he writes his part. Truly many times have you heard me say that the rewards are great if one succeeds, but the rewards are great only because so few succeed. Many succumb to despair and fail without realizing that they already possess all the tools needed to acquire great wealth. Okay? So it talks about a lot of different things, you know, and it talks about how your mindset is. What is it that you think about and how you think, and what are you willing to do? It says right here, never feel shame for trying and failing, for he who has never failed is he who has never tried. Okay? So, you know, who cannot use words like that to come into your life and to uplift you so that you can go to a totally new level? Scroll number one, Mark 1 says, today I begin a new life. And a part of that, it says something really here that really gets me. I am prepared for wisdom and principles which will guide me out of the shadows into the sunlight of wealth, position, and happiness, far beyond my most extravagant dreams, until even the golden apples in the Garden of Hesperides will seem no more than my just reward. What I did was I changed that because, you know, I don't live in the time of the golden apples in the Garden of Hesperides, but I can tell you one thing that will be just as beautiful for me, seeing the same time with my daughter and my grandson, traveling the world, being in a place of in a community that is loving, that the Creator has just set aside, that has good, healthy water, healthy food, healthy air, healthy-minded people, people of all ethnicities. Oh, yeah, you're talking about the Garden of Hesperides. Yes, 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 that would be for me, okay? So, you know, it's just these things. Good habits are the key to all success. I will form good habits and become under their control. Now check this out. I will form good habits and become under their control. And how will I accomplish this feat? Through the scrolls. So this is a book that you're reading. There's scrolls that came from ancient times. Okay? It will be done, for each scroll contains a principle which will drive a bad habit from my life and replace it with one which will bring me closer to success. For it is another of nature's laws, and only a habit can subdue another habit. So in order for these written words to perform their chosen task, I must discipline myself with the first of my new habits, which is as follows. I will read each scroll for 30 days in this prescribed manner before I proceed to the next scroll. Okay? And then I want to finish with this last part. I will begin to awake each morning with a vitality I have never known before. My vigor will increase, my enthusiasm will rise, my desire to meet the world will overcome every fear I once knew at sunrise, and I will be happier than I ever believed it to be in this world of strife and sorrow. Some of the topics on the book is, one scroll talks about, I greet this day with love in my heart. Wow, how great is that? The second one, I persist until I succeed. Wow, how great is that? The next one, I am nature's greatest miracle. Wow, how great is that? The next one, I will live this day as if it was my last. I remember Queen Latifah did a movie on her last day. Today, I will be the master of my emotions. Wow. I will laugh at the world. Here's another one. Today, I multiply my value 100-fold. And then we have, my dreams are worthless. My plans are dust. My goals are impossible. All of no value unless they are followed by action. I will act now. And then the following one is a special prayer that he did. And that's, you know, all a part of the book, which is the greatest salesman in the world. And like I said, then he adds another part, repeating all of those scrolls, which takes a lot of discipline. And you go to the greatest secret in the world, which is the success recorder, in which you're recording your appointments for the week, Monday through Friday, your achievements of the week. And it's something for every day. And it's really good, but it's not too overwhelming for you, okay? That's important. And then, of course, you have the last one, which is the greatest, you have the greatest miracle in the world. And I don't know yet what's there because I haven't gotten there yet, okay? Haven't gotten there yet, but I'm on my way. So that's Og Mandino. Also, all of these things help you to develop a consciousness about your inner peace and then your outer peace and the peace that just, you know, expands beyond that. I highly recommend that you get a calendar. Please, please, please have a calendar. even if you've got those fancy dancy songs, please get a paper book calendar. I know you're going to say, Miss, this is a new era, it's a new time. Don't be fooled. It is critical that you handwrite things down. It's something about the mind and handwriting things down. Okay? Do a little bit of old school. You know, some of the things that us older people tell you are worthwhile. And so just take a hint. Get some notebooks from the dollar store or from their website. And they just get books for $1, 10 cents. You know, when school opens up, they have this whole thing where you can get them for 10 cents. You get a whole bunch of books, nice notebooks. And get that and do your vision board. And my vision board, I open up every book that I have. I have a prayer in my book. I have a gratitude page remembering everybody, everything, every school of experience I could think of. There's quick little sentences, like half phrases. I have a Shepherd's Psalms rewritten by me. Yes, I rewrite my things. I have on the 25th Psalm, part of that's rewritten by me too, so they could, you know, do what they need to do for me. I have Og, I will do as you do. My family will be provided with the finest of worldly goods, and the rest I will share with those in need, reminding myself that I'm going to do that. I have some Napoleon Hill. I am a powerful public, international public speaker, people. So I reaffirm that for myself. I am a best-selling author, international author of a specific book. I'm not going to mention that right here yet. I am a powerful crochet artist and teacher, mosaic artist and teacher, and a choreographer and a philanthropist, and a dancer and dance instructor. Dancer, because I still love to dance. Okay. Then I have pictures of all these favorite clothes that I actually see myself. I'm saying I have them, okay? Living in the knowing. A beautiful girl doing this hangover workout. I don't really have hangovers, but I like to work out, so I put it in my book. She looks so cute. She's doing all these yoga stretches, real easy ones, not the hard ones, okay? Then I got like a page of delicious food, like I had like grapes, oranges, cantaloupe, tomatoes, and mixed vegetables, pictures of that so that I can eat the right things, people, eat right. Then I have this here, it's Closet of America, it's reimagining your space. Little hint, Closet of America, I think if you got a house, you may want to check into Closet of America, let them come in and put some closets in your house. Boy, that's free advertising for those guys. And then I have a designer outfit with this beautiful young lady wearing it. I can't think of her name. Oh, my goodness. Oh, what is her name? Anyway, she's really beautiful. She's wearing this. Then I have pictures of my dream house. I see myself pulling up to the area. You know, I've got the mountains and the valley, and it's just beautiful. And this beautiful house where I could sit out and I could crochet. And it's a huge bedroom for me and my husband. And then my sister and my mom and I did not fall in the same property. And then I also have this, we have this beautiful kitchen and bathroom. And my husband's grandfather's handmade wire stool. It's not wire, it's a stool that was weaved, like a weaved stool that's in there. So that's already there. And the pool table that I plan on beating my husband and brothers in, I have them there also. Okay, so I just want you to know that. Okay. Okay. All righty. So that's what's going on there. So I'm real excited about that. I have a brother coming in. He doesn't know if I'm on the call right now. But anyway, a lot of exciting things. I want you really quickly, while I have the time, I talk about Og Mandino. I'm studying some things, listening to Lisa Nichols, just throwing these names out of people who give me, I don't know her personally, but I enjoy listening to her, and Les Brown and Dennis Kimbrough, Eric Worre, for those of you in network marketing, and there's another gentleman who has this fabulous book out. His name is John DeLemay. And it's spelled DILEMME. I think I said it right. And he has this book that we got called 365 Affirmations. You have got to get this man's book. It is really, really helpful to me. Really, really helpful to me. So I really appreciate that book. I'm trying to pay attention to what I'm doing. Okay. I'm on a call, but my family members didn't know I was on a call. Okay. I'm on a radio call right now. Okay, so I'm also real excited. So in order for you to have peace, also you have your morning rituals that you should be doing. Make sure you have your, for my morning ritual, I do my prayer, I have exercise, and I have my vision board that I go through three, maybe five times a day. So I'm real clear on what my vision is. So I keep that right in front of me. And all of these things make you kind of go internally into yourself and just pay attention to, you know, what it is that you're doing and why you want to do that. So I have a specific time in the morning, early in the morning, and then I have my afternoon, 12 noon, no matter where I'm at, and then I have my before I go to bed that I do. And I really get a good kick out of that. Okay, I'm going to take a little station break. This is the Jasaris Love Show. This is Cynthia Jahi of Jasaris Love, and you'll be hearing me on Fridays at 3. I'm really excited. And I'm part of the Home-Based Business 101 platform with my husband of 30 years, Sitawi Baba, Sitawi Jahi. And you hear our grandson bring the show on sometimes, Isaiah. Oh, he's so wonderful. And then, of course, there's Mondays with Victoria Falls. She should be coming back. She just came back from a fabulous trip from Africa. She should be willing to tell you about that. And you'll hear me on Fridays at 3 o'clock, from 3 to 3:45 or 3:40. And I will have guests. I know I've had some guests in the past, and I'll do that again. So I'm excited about that, and I want to thank all the audience out there. But the show is still going on now. I'm not ending yet. I just want to do a little station break. And during my station break, I want to feature a couple of people. Little advertisement for Ms. Kim Williams of Purpose Driven Travel. If you want to travel, you need to check into this here. She has some fantastic deals. She has a website that can save you money 85 to 95% of the time on your hotel, your car rentals. I mean, hey, anywhere in the world, you want to stay at a condo, whatever you want to do. So listen carefully so you can have her information. You can, you need to write down www.my, that's M-Y, Vortex, that's spelled V as in very Rossity, O as in orderly, R as in Ray, T as in talented, D as in extra, X as in Exodus or Zalaphone, the number 365.com/ the word purpose, the word driven, travel one. Purpose, P-U-R-P-O-S-E, driven, like you're driving a car, D-R-I-V-E-N, and the word travel, T-R-A-V-E-L, and the digit one, the digit one. www.myvortex365.com/purpose-driven-travel-1. If you can't hear this too clearly, what I just said, feel free to text me at 252-406-0774, so that you can make sure you use this Vortex. This thing is, I'm telling you, you can save some money and you get, oh, man, you just need to check into this thing. Then I want to take a minute, and I want to tell you about my friend, Bob, oh, my God, yes, indeed. Dr. Barbara Wadi, she has these beautiful plaques that she makes, and she does special seminars, every family member, friendship, soulmate, all types of relationships. And her, the best way to get her is email her at bjwattis@verizon.net. Okay? So do that. bjwattis@verizon.net. These are business owners who are part of my life. I'm real excited about them. And then there's a young lady. I don't have a contact information handy because I need to check out her email. I didn't have it handy. But her name is Myra Gaskins, and we met her at an event that my sister had called the Getting to Know You event. And Ms. Myra Gaskins, one of the people that came to that, and she makes these personalized greeting cards. It's called Heart to Heart, and I'm telling you, they're beautiful, they're personalized, and she'll be more than glad to do business with you. If you want more information on Ms. Myra Gaskins and her card, text me at 252-406 0774. Okay, so those are just a couple of people. And I want to say hello to all my sideline partners, Sharon Gilmore and Victoria Fault. And I thank you. And my team members, Janice, and there's so many people out there. And, of course, my husband. Now, before I end up, getting back to peace of peace, doing your peace, okay? It's how you wake up in the morning and how you go to bed at night. It matters. What you put into your brain. Now, this may be a contradiction because I do look at a couple of kind of weird shows right now, but I look at them with a purpose. I'm not going to tell you what they are, though. But anyway, think about it. When you get out, just consciously say thank you to the universe. Now, let me say this. We cannot just be nice to the universe, you know, Mother Earth and the divine oneness and Father, Mother God and God and Allah. We have to also be nice to your husband laying beside you, your grandmama, your mom, your dad, your sisters and your brothers, your aunts and your uncles and grandparents, your relatives, okay, your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews. If you don't even have the best relationship and you don't say you have a good relationship, but that was nothing happening, then it's never too late to create one. But you have to be conscious about it. You have to consciously want to be the best being that you can be. And you have to decide that that's a part of what's necessary for that to happen. And I think if more of us did that, the world would be a better place. Like Michael Jackson said, it would be much more loving. Look, be the man in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Are you being patient with people? Do you cut people off when you drive, and do you cut them off when you talk? Do you allow people to say what they have to say and respectfully wait your turn? It's the same thing when you drive. You let the person get where they got to go in front of you and then pull out, you know, yield when you're supposed to yield. Stop when you're supposed to stop. Hold the door for someone. Ladies, it's okay to hold the door for the guys, you know? And men is always okay to hold the door for ladies and other men and other women. Pay attention. Pay attention. Be courteous. If you're in your house, pick up your dirty clothes and things. It's little things, you know, even in your home. What we do in our homes between each other as relatives, as family members. Thinking about that, you know, putting the clothes in the washing machine for the next person or the dryer. Folding somebody else's things up. I'm talking about within your family. I'm talking about going to laundry and that folding people's clothes. But you might get beat up with that one. You don't want you touching it. Undies, you know how that is. The cheese spraying and all that stuff. But I'm just saying, why do you have to have the closest parking space all the time? You healthy people, okay? And please don't take the people who have challenges their parking space. I don't care if it's for a second. If you're healthy, don't. Oh, please don't do that. I don't want to use the word don't. Do what you're supposed to do. Park where you can park. Be considerate. Slow it down a little bit. Slow it down. Sometimes, you know, I bring my neighbor's trash can in. I didn't know neighbors that rabbit sound. Actually, it's just some of the people I don't even know. It was a real windy day, and I said, look, this trash can is going to end up in Hullabaloo, wherever that is, and I live in Baltimore, Maryland right now. So pick up the trash can. Pick up a piece of trash. Pick up the lint on the floor where you live. Flush the toilet. Wash your hands. Oh, my goodness. Clean the bathroom, even if it's not your turn. Wash the dishes. Help someone else. It's little teeny things. Say something kind. Say good morning to people. Say good afternoon. Say thank you. A young lady got on the bus a couple of weeks ago, and she said her daughter got on the front of her, a little 2-year-old, and she was as cute as a button, went strutting down the aisle, and the bus pulls off. And she said, could someone grab her for me? Just hold her so she doesn't fall. But she felt that she could ask that. Thank God. Praise the Lord for that one. It's those different things. It's knowing that you can do that. I'm going to bring this to an end, but I want you to each be loving. Being loving is just so important, just to be loving.
just be loving. I want to read something real quick from the Yana Bear's Aunt for May 5th. When the door is closed, you must learn to slide across the crack of the sill. It's a Yoruba proverb. And then this is what Yana had to say, because I think that's what she said. Human beings are creatures of habit. We do what we know, what is comfortable, and what we think will work. There are, however, those occasions when our way is not the right to get us to the goal. When your way doesn't work, don't be disheartened. You must be willing to try another way. Don't be discouraged when someone says no. Be willing to ask someone else. Always willing to start at the bottom. Being willing does not mean you will stay there. A closed door does not mean you have been cut off permanently. It is a challenge, an obstacle, a tool to be used. The keys to all doors are within you. If you have faith in yourself, practice and patience will make you a master locksmith. Open the door to love and peace because you choose to. Because you choose to. In closing, here's the words I'm studying under John DeLaman. Opening today's present with explosive expectation for a supernatural miracle. Wow. I am living in the kingdom of freedom with massive, monumental miracle expectation. I'm changing. I am living in a peaceful, beautiful, glorious kingdom with healthy food, water, and loving people, and a kingdom of freedom with massive, monumental miracle expectations. Yeah, I put an S on the end of that bad boy. And I want to say two more. Say this every day. I'm getting healthier by the second. I am getting stronger. I'm building my strength. And this I want you to do. I am an abundant giver of encouragement to everyone that I see. Now, this is about people doing positive, good things. Don't encourage nobody, hit nobody upside the head, and no drug dealers, okay? But the little boy who opened up the door in hell, the little child who read an extra book, the older person, the person in your job, you know, just encourage them. Be an abundant giver of encouragement to everyone that you see. And remember, you want to get stronger, and the world has a lot of love. We're just waiting for everybody to give a little bit more love. And the impossible dream is a possible dream. Dream your dream. Be loving. Be kind. This is Cynthia Jahi of the Jasari's Love Show, the home-based business 101 platform. Listen out for Baba Jahi at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning with home-based business 101. Listen out for me next Friday and every Friday for the Jasari's Love Show at 3 o'clock. Peace and blessings. Have a fantastic weekend. Bye now.